Good morning. For most of the past 2,000 years, governments and central banks kept custody of their gold reserves. That changed slightly over the past 1 to 200 years. To facilitate international commerce, the Bank of England and later the Federal Reserve Bank of New York became major depositories of official gold reserves to make it easier to retitle gold bars that were simply left in the same vault. One disadvantage of precious metals versus some other forms of investments is that they do not generate interest or dividend income. In the 1970s, precious metals commodity trader Jeffrey Christian, an advisor to governments, central banks, mining companies, and others, created the concept of central banks leasing gold to generate income. Unfortunately, the International Monetary Fund established a rule that has confounded gold market watchers ever since. The IMF decreed that if one central bank leased gold to another central bank, both central banks were required to report the same gold as being part of their reserves. This resulted in an overstatement of central bank reserves since the same gold was counted twice. It wasn't until a few years ago that the IMF revised this reporting requirement to allow, but not require, central banks to report only gold reserves to which they had title and had not leased from another party. No one knows the extent of central bank gold leasing activity, but there was a lot. Former central banker Frank Veneroso, in the late 20th century, estimated that 1/4 to 1/2 of all central bank gold reserves were out on lease. A few years later, market analyst Jessica Cross concluded her own study that from 15 to 25% of central bank gold reserves were out on lease. Much of this leased gold was eventually turned into jewelry and industrial products. In today's high-demand gold market, there is a growing risk that borrowers may not be able to return gold at the end of a lease. Gold's price has been strong for 2 years. But as more people understand how much less gold is available than previously thought, its future price increases could be much greater. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.